special testimonies relating to various matters in Battle Creek. Extracts from other letters. I am reminded of a family of children. One is more prepossessing than the others, and that one is favored. Gifts and considerations are made without stint and partiality, and the others are left to get along as best they can. I think this is a good symbol of the present things in America and this country. God knows that we have done what we could, but have been crippled in every way, our hands tied, without workers or money. The places that have nothing done in them need money and devising and planning to create an interest. I rejoiced when I heard that the Holy Ghost had been poured out upon our people in America, and I have been anxiously waiting new developments there, as was seen after the Holy Ghost descended on the day of Pentecost. I thought similar fruits would be seen, that the missionary Spirit of God would burn in the hearts of all upon whom the Spirit of God was manifestly moving. There should be a decided change in the spirit and character of the work, where men and women have received increased light. What are they doing to warn men and women who do not understand that the Lord is soon coming? He goeth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the world for their iniquity. The earth shall disclose her blood, and no more cover her slain. Where, I asked, is the burden for souls that are perishing out of Christ? Who will go forth without the camp, bearing the reproach? Who will leave pleasant homes and dear ties of relationship, and carry the precious light of truth to far-off lands, but not beyond the domain of God? Every day and every moment comes to those who have entrusted to them the light of truth with the terrible significance that men and women in every clime and land are fitting themselves for weal or woe, fixing their own destinies for eternity. God has expended amazing sacrifices upon men, and mighty energies for the reclaiming of man from transgression and sin to loyalty and obedience. But I have been shown that he does nothing without the cooperation of human agencies. Every endowment of grace and power and efficiency has been liberally provided, and the strongest motives presented to arouse and keep living in the human heart the missionary spirit, that divine and human agency may be combined. What more has been done in self-denial, in moving out of Battle Creek, in carrying the light, the influence of God's Spirit, testifying to the truth in regions where the standard has never yet been lifted? Did the Lord of Heaven open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing at the last conference? What use have you made of the gift of God? He has supplied the motive forces of which He has made a lodgment in your hearts, that with patience and hope and untiring vigilance, you might set forth Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that you send the note of warning that Christ is coming the second time with power and great glory, and calling men to repent of their sins. If Battle Creek does not arouse now and go to work in missionary fields, they will fall back into death-like slumber. How did the Holy Spirit work upon your hearts? By the energies of the Holy Spirit, it was stimulating you to exercise the talents God has given you, that every man and woman and youth should employ them to set forth the truth for this time, making personal efforts, going into the cities where truth has never been, and lifting the standard. Have not your energies been quickened in the blessing God has bestowed upon you, and the truth been more deeply impressed upon your soul, and its relative importance to perishing souls out of Christ? Are ye witnesses for Christ in a more distinct and decided manner, after the manifest revealing of God's blessing upon you? The Holy Spirit's office is to bring decidedly to your minds the important, vital truths. Is this to be bound up in a napkin and hidden in the earth? No, no, it is to be put out to the exchangers, and as man uses his talents, however small, the Holy Spirit takes the things of God and presents them anew to the mind. He makes the neglected word to be a vivifying agency through the Spirit. It is quick and powerful upon human minds, not because of the smartness, the educational power of the human agency, but because the divine power works with the human, and it is the divine that deserves all the credit. Shall selfishness and ease of those who have earthly comforts and attractive homes allure us? Shall we cease as moral agencies to use our powers to the saving of souls? Shall our voices be indistinct? Then God will put His curse upon us that have had so great light, and inscribe upon the walls of our homes, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. He will put a tongue in the stones, and they will speak. But God commands of you in Battle Creek to go forth. Resolve not in your own strength, but in the strength and grace given of God, that you will consecrate to God, now, just now, every power, every ability. You will follow Jesus because he bids you, and you will not ask where, nor what reward shall be given. It is well with you, if you obey, follow me. Your work is to lead everyone to the light by judicious, well-put-forth effort. Under the guardianship of the divine leader, will to do, resolve to act, without a moment's delay, to make terms with God. When you die to self, when you surrender to God to do your work, to let every ray of light which God has been giving you shine forth in good works, you are not alone. God's grace stands forth to work with every effort to enlighten the ignorant and those who do not know that the end of all things is at hand. But he will not be your substitute to do your God-given work. Light may shine in abundance, but the grace given will not convert your soul only as it arouses you to cooperate with divine agencies. You are called upon to be active soldiers, to put on the divine armor, and put forth energies, divine power working with the human, to break the spell of the worldly enchantments. Again, I call for the help that we ought to have had, the means we must have if anything is accomplished in this country. Let your minds be drawn out for perishing souls. Obey the impulse given by high heaven. Grieve not the Holy Spirit by delay. Resist not God's methods of recovering poor souls from the thraldom of sin. To every man is given his work. Then do the very best with the powers God has given you, and he will accept your efforts put forth with an eye single to his glory. To every man he has given his work according to his several ability. Ellen G. White.